Yeah, I don't normally look at the Discord, but I was just flitting around and checking everything as I do, and I found you there.
Yeah, I tried Skype first, but I don't
Oh yeah,
think
I didn't
that
turn it
worked.
on. No, I didn't turn it on.
No, it was actually better because there I have my real name. So
Okay, that's fine.
I think the nickname is easier.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I don't. I don't. It just depends on how the call on the thing goes, because I have the phone numbers, but of course you can't really call them because they're North American
Yeah,
numbers.
I was trying to understand, and you have it on your site, this the way that you can connect, but I didn't understand, and I was just clicking every which way until I got it. I don't know.
Oh, so you did. Were you trying to get through to Stefan? Is that what were you trying to, or?
Yeah, he was talking about art, and
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
actually a commercial artist, so
Oh, nice.
yeah, and I share his view that modern art is crap.
Yes. Well, it's
So I
on
wanted
purpose.
to. Yeah, it's I think it's on purpose. I think it's to destroy our spirit every which way they can.
I agree.
Yeah. So I was trying, and I don't know what to do really to come on to these shows. I don't know anything. This is my first time. I'm kind of a virgin here.
Ooh, we like virgins here.
Yeah.
Well, right now you are in the live stream audio. So what this is I've set up a system where now that you've been verified, because we can't just let anyone with an avatar come in, you
Yeah.
can broadcast on the live stream. So what you do is there's not a lot of chatting on the Discord. You can see there's some text channels here. And,
Yeah, I don't. I'm. Well, wait.
yeah. Are you on your phone or your desktop?
No, I'm on a desktop.
Okay, so you should be able to see some text rooms in Discord, and you can. There's not a lot of chat going on in the think tank, but if you want to talk to someone, you come in the live stream, and you can make a date here to have someone come in if you want. Don't get too worried about what people have to say here.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see anything. I just, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you
I
can't
have
see it? You have
your,
to,
no,
yeah.
I have your avatar here, and then there's a kind of a message here, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
Just can you see the text channels? It says text chat, community corner, all these kinds of little rooms. Just click on them.
No.
You can't see
Can't see
that?
anything. No.
Oh, wait, let me make sure I
Don't know.
verified you. Yeah, you're verified, so you
I
should.
see community corner, yeah.
Okay, those are
Is
so
that
you can,
it?
yeah, those are text channels. You can click on any of them and see what's in there. Think tank on the bottom, that's where we have a couple
Ah,
rooms.
yeah. No, I see it now.
Yeah,
Okay.
so people just talk and chat in there, and that's what it's all about. There's not a lot of
So,
usefulness in there.
no,
But
and also I haven't been participating much online since that whole
yeah, since you got
Facebook
attacked.
fiasco there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's more about me than them, I think, because I was not in a good place. As I said, I had an elderly person to take care
Yeah.
of, and now he's deceased because of this
Oh, that
stupid
sucks.
thing. Yeah, it's
Oh,
horrible.
wow. So
Yeah,
he got
yeah.
the. Did he want to get the injection or?
Yeah, he wanted it, and also we weren't really paying attention, and it
Yeah.
wasn't Pfizer, it was that Chinese one that they brought
Oh.
here, and they manufactured it here.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they said it was made from an inactivated virus. So it kind of seemed like a regular thing. And he was very old, so he got it first.
Yeah. Well, they
But he
want to get rid of
never,
the old
yeah,
people first.
but and he didn't die right away. He got a little bit sicker.
Right.
And then when he took the second one, then everything went downhill. So, and then we were trying to figure out what was going on. And in a few months, he wasn't with us anymore.
Right.
So our lives were full. We had a lot to do. So we weren't really, I don't like to say it, but it's true. We weren't really paying that much attention because we both work, we don't have jobs. We work for ourselves. I mean,
yeah, that's good.
So yeah, so we,
that's a job.
Yeah. Yeah. But, we didn't have the mandates for us.
Right. Yeah.
So, cool. So we just were dodging everything and didn't really pay attention because we had a lot to do. If you have an old person to take care of, you know how it is, and you work. So when he got sick, then I was suspicious, but not that much, because the vaccine we had here was not that weird. You know, it's like the other ones. You have an inactivated virus and you have the vaccine. So, but when they came out with this whole mRNA and, this is new. And then I said, well, I won't take any of them. But he wanted. I don't know if I could have stopped him, but I managed to stop my husband from getting it. That was as far as I could go. I tried other people, but they said I was just crazy and they took it. I mean, I don't know. One of them has cancer. The other one is dead. So I don't know how long these people will be around to tell me I'm crazy. And it's very sad.
Oh, they got cancer
after
they got the shot?
Yeah. Now it's starting because we had this vaccine that was with the inactivated virus, supposedly. I don't believe anything anymore, but...
Yeah.
But it wasn't mRNA, so. And so not a lot of people got sick of that one. Right. When the AstraZeneca hit and then the Pfizer one, I don't know if we can say all these things here.
Why not?
I don't know. People are being censored left and right. So.
Well, that's why I have my own channel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not on YouTube for that very reason, because I'm tired of setting up a new account every week, so I didn't bother this week. So I'm kind of forcing people over to FakoTube. That's my platform. I pay almost, looks like it's going to be $200 a month for that. So
wow,
because I just
I
got my own platform here. So
yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. So when AstraZeneca started, then people started getting sick. And then when Pfizer kicked in, that was the big one. But a lot of people took the other one and didn't get sick. So it hasn't hit a lot of people what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and now with the third dose, I mean, how many doses will there be? But with the third dose, now people are getting sick. And one of the girls I was talking to about, she has cancer now.
Right.
And it's not a nice one. I mean, it's not the one you can just treat away. I mean, I think she will die from it, but they are all in denial there. I don't know. But it's horrible because you know what's going on and you watch people do this stupid crap and give it to children and I don't know. I'm not, as I said, I'm not really very... over it. I'm not over it yet. I don't know what to do.
It's not over. That's why. Over. You just have to sit by and watch the people get sick and make their own deductions and learn their own lessons.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it.
No,
it's horrible. Go. You have to let them go. Let them go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. And and I live in a building. We have 30 families here in the building.
Okay.
And we had in the last 6 months, 4 deaths.
Whoa.
Here. Yeah.
All from the vaccine, you figure?
I don't know. I don't think, because we had the milder version here and mostly older people are dying, but you can see they get markedly sick, you know. They were nice old people doing their own thing. I mean, living their lives as old people do.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're I don't know. They seem dead already. It's weird. They are a different color. They have a different color. Their eyes are weird. I don't know. It's just they're fading away and you can see them. Mm-hmm. Four people, it's too much. I don't know.
Yeah, not much you can do. You just have to sit back and protect yourself and your family. And that's your obligation. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no, so it's just me and my husband. Yeah.
At least you don't have to defend them because that's tough too.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear from people that tried to make the kids not take the thing and they go and do it anyway. I don't know. I would kill myself, I think.
Yeah. It's not easy. I'm lucky my daughters are listening to me so far.
Wow, that's great. That. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. I did have to threaten them, but that's okay.
Really? Yeah, but
money,
what?
Cut the money. It's all about money.
Yeah. So they're teenagers, I suppose.
They're just out of teenagerhoods. They're in their 20s, but it's
still
hard.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So much pressure. And
yeah, it's and horrible. It's, I don't know. I can't understand how people maintain their kids sane anymore. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Well, you just because have to counter the programming. Give them some counter programming and hope it sticks. That's all you can do.
Yeah. But it's hard, right? Because everything is upside down.
Yeah, so, upside down world.
Yeah. And they will get it. It's just, you have to remember, they are young and they will get it once they're, I don't know, 50. I'm 50. They will get it.
Well, they live with me. They live with me, so I try and give them some counter programming. But they don't necessarily listen, but I do try.
Yeah.
I do try. Yeah. All you can do. In the end, it's their bodies, their choice. Sad to say.
Yeah.
They're the ones.
Yeah, you're awfully calm about this. I don't know if I would be.
Yeah.
But,
well, what's the point in getting excited? We've had 2.5 years to get through it so far. So,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what do you think will the next thing be? Because they tried monkeypox, that didn't stick.
Well, they're just going to exploit people's lack of understanding of health and contagion.
Yeah.
And it may or may not wear off. It may, people don't get the fundamentals. So there's an unlimited supply of in silico viruses where they just said, just recombine all these sequences to call them different viruses.
Variants or whatever, yeah.
It can go to infinity. So as long as people buy into the idea that something outside makes you sick, then they can keep talking. But the problem is there's just no evidence really around us that anyone is really sick. Hold on. Yeah. This is a break here.
Hi, I'm just a gal.
Top-notch energies, Dr. Fusterclub.
Gord from Manitoba.
Fake Egg from Sweden.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Just heard was we have a 20-minute break on the audio chat here.
Okay.
This is different from the main show. I have two audios, the main show, and I have the audio chat. They're two different streams. So
okay.
Every 20 minutes, you get interrupted with that little commercial. But yeah, that's how it's, you're just going to have to be patient and hope it wears off. They're still going to build their biosecurity state. That's the end game anyway. But I still think that
But how would that work? I mean, that you have to have the passport, or what does that mean?
Well, I just don't think they're going to force you to take the poison, because I think the tide will turn against the poison when more and more people realize it. And they're slowly withdrawing the requirement. They've left it with corporations to enforce. And I am seeing at the moment where I live, they are withdrawing some of the vaccine requirements.
Here too.
But it's not going to stop the digital ID. That's the
end. Yeah, exactly. As I said, now they're doing it here first. Everything is going to be integrated. So we have the driver's license. You can use your driver's license as your ID. And now you can download it to your phone.
Right.
That's you can use your phone to pay things. You have this direct pay from the central bank. None of it would be really that bad if the government weren't so crazy. This is the thing.
Yeah. Well, I just don't see people getting out of that. That they're not getting out of that. I'm not going to get out of the digital ID.
Yeah.
I just want to stay alive. So that's my main goal. If I have to use a digital ID, but there'll be other currencies, I think, cryptocurrencies. Whether or not they'll be legal or not, that's another question.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also really hard if you want to do something anonymously these days. Have you tried it? It's almost impossible. I mean, you can do it, but you really have to go to hacker territory to be able to go online and do things without people knowing who you are. I mean, it's insane.
I haven't had to identify myself anywhere yet. I don't use my real name, obviously.
I don't know, but coming.
I don't really hide my identity, but I don't make it easy.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but I mean, if you really had to do something anonymously over the internet, you would have to hide a lot more than your name.
Yeah.
So and it's almost impossible. It's not impossible now, but I don't know in the next coming years. I don't know.
Well, that's definitely going to go away. I agree with you, but wherever there's a lock, someone makes a key. But I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, well.
Someone will find a way around it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being okay is I don't know. I just wish there were less gullible people, I think.
Well, or you maybe, can keep wishing because that's not going to change.
Yeah, you think, maybe.
No, you're not going to change people. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is the hard part, right? Because this is what you're saying. People won't go away. They are how they are. And you will have to live with them.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes it's really hard to look someone in the eye and knowing the guy is being stupid and you can't do anything. You have to. I mean, I like Stefan because he says, I don't deal with those people. But if you're in a big city, for instance, you have to deal with everybody.
Oh, right. And yeah. You live in an apartment too.
Mm. Yeah. And you get good at it, talking about nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's what most people talk about, nothing.
Yeah. And agreeing with crap, so they just leave you alone. But I don't know, what kind of existence is that? Well, I'm just...
Did you say you're also German? You follow what's going on in Germany?
Yeah, I do.
Do you speak German?
Yeah, I speak German.
Oh, wow.
Badly. But my parents taught it to me when I was a kid, so I can read and write and
oh, that's
and
cool.
talk. Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah, that's really nice. If you have a second language, if you know a second language, I feel everyone should teach their kids, because when you're little, it gets into your bloodstream.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, and later on, it's really hard. I actually follow a guy who is really, really crazy, mm-hmm. and he talks about QAnon and a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay.
But I like him because he is crazy, you know?
All right, sure.
Yeah, either way, you get the news. And at least there, I know that I'm reading crap, so I don't get hooked on it. It's like a piece of news, then another piece of news, and another piece of news, and then the queen is a reptile. So you wake up in that moment. Oh, that's yeah. crap. And it's good for me. I think it's good for me. It's better for me. So I don't get carried away, because even though I know a lot of it is lying, when you read something and then something that makes kind of sense, and then you think, oh, that makes sense, and then you're caught up in it, and then you're gone. So I like to read this guy, this German guy, because he's crazy, but not totally out there. So he says a lot of things that I can understand and that are actually happening in Germany, because you can verify. But then he goes off on a tangent and says, I don't know, something about aliens and reptilians. And then I wake up and say, oh, this is the news. I can't get caught up in it, because it's just the news and everyone is lying. And so it's like a safety mechanism. I found out that tabloids and really crazy people are very good for you, because your mind needs that wake up call. Between serious stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm just reading the latest German stuff here in this video, and they're really pushing super hard to the next step, saying you got to be boosted every 3 months. They're just nuts over there.
They're nuts.
Man, I
yeah,
feel
but
so
no
bad
one
for
is
German.
Listening anymore. That's the good thing. Yeah, because it got so crazy. No one is. I saw that there was a hashtag, I won't do it anymore, in German. Yeah, in German, that was trending. And also, I regret the vaccine was trending in German on Twitter. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's very good, because they are doing so much crazy stuff that people are really waking up. Yeah, it's like 3 months and then you have to get boosted. Yeah, but people are not complying anymore.
Guys repeating it every 3 months.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
and they, and they also said people should pee in the shower to get warm. I mean,
that
they're
was funny.
Totally nuts. Yeah,
that was kind of funny. I have thought about that even before all this nonsense, but I never do it.
What? Being in the shower?
Yeah, you think, well, who's gonna notice? What's the problem? Just get it, you know. But I don't. I just don't do it.
Yeah, but
wrong.
As a public health measure, I really think it's way out there.
It does seem wrong.
Yeah.
But they're just trying to save energy, actually. That's what they were doing. Save water. I think that was the main thing, wasn't it?
I think energy. I think
yeah,
energy
water.
because of the gas thing from Russia. I don't know. And people are nuts. And a guy I know, I said, well, Russia is going to win. And he said, ah, you're crazy. And now it's winning. And then I said, well, I think next is Taiwan. And he said, oh, you're crazy. And now it's Taiwan. I mean, so obvious what they're doing. They talk about these things in G7 meetings and then they do it. And then they tell some story on TV to inform us all what they agreed on months before. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not worried about all that stuff.
Yeah, well, Germans surely are.
Mm-hmm.
It's affecting them, right? So,
yeah. All right, well, I'm going to sign off. Thanks for, I was just publishing my show while we were talking there, so now it's up.
Okay.
But yeah, so we're in the audio stream, so you can hang up if you want, but I may publish this. Usually at the end of the day, I just, anything that's in the audio stream, I put under the audio chat. So you can find all that from my main page if you want to listen to some old audios as well.
You can I certainly won't listen to myself talking.
Yeah.
It's
well, there's
horrible.
A lot of stuff. No, it was fun. It was good. Stefan liked you. That was cool. What's the weather like down there?
Oh, it's great. Can't complain, really. It's wonderful.
And it's winter there.
No, it's the end of winter, right?
Yeah.
So it's really great. I mean, it's great all year round. I can't complain about the weather, nor the food. I mean, we have a lot of problems in Brazil, but the food and the weather there are great all year round. I mean, you can eat anything you like. There's always food and the weather is fantastic.
Is it dangerous there?
Not really. I mean, yes and no. You have to know where not to go.
Mm-hmm.
Cities are always safer than suburbs. Suburbs are not really safe. But it depends a lot where you are. People think they can come and go visit anywhere in Brazil, and I wouldn't recommend that. I always say, get a Brazilian buddy and ask him if you can go to places, where you can go. Because there are some places you really shouldn't go. Where criminals actually live and it's their place. But it's not as dangerous as people say it is. Actually, you just have to not be stupid. I mean, you wouldn't go to a place where there is no light and you don't know anyone and the streets are really small and it's kind of a slum and it's 12:30. You wouldn't go there, right? You wouldn't do that. It's like going into a wild forest at night with no light and no gun. You wouldn't do that either. So people are really stupid. They think they can go anywhere. But if you stay in urban areas and even in smaller towns, if there are other people there, you're pretty much safe.
Yeah, it looks like you have the same weather we have right now. That's great weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Great. Okay, well, maybe we'll talk more. We'll talk more if you want in the future, but
anytime. Yeah. I always think I talk too much, so please stop me.
No, I talk too much and it's my own show, so
I get and it's your show.
I know I get crap for that as well, but yeah, it's good to hear new voices, so thanks for joining. I'm gonna go relax. I've been talking too long now I'm tired of hearing myself, so
okay.
Thanks, Helga. All the best.
All the best to you too and your family. And thanks for having me.
All right, perfect. See you later. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.